And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Zatopex.
From the inside of this underheated drain and see these villages I promised I'd never see again. My family is to till the soil. Well, now that I believe, catch my reflection and I wonder what the hell I'd make of me. My type bridges kill come out. Well, they'll I never so wedge your shadows trembling something in the calm before the storm. My grandfather was a chess player and an honorable chap, but he went hard and he was wise of an exquisite taste in hats. Oh, he once told me how to toast in dialect just like a king's on the flex. Very nice, easy trick. Drink it up and feel your gut burn. Politics up, keep your trap shut. Drink it up and feel your gut burn. Politics up, keep your trap shut. Yeah. I've walked before the mudflats and the lanes and the greyness and that CNN does something to your brain. I guess I'm just a human, humanity's okay, but I cannot keep my mouth shut, man, I wasn't made that way. Drinking in that pub, the bin, we were almost grown up, grown enough to realise I was no slice to own. Papa wasn't popular with the local nasty fools. I fed the punches, end up hiding in the flowers behind the wall.
So you're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a track called Politics from the band Zatopex, who we haven't played before. And I've got them via the TNS Manchester Punk Festival, which is happening later in the year. They've only gone and brought out another free compilation, Tony.
Ooh.
That's right. By way of advertising the Punk Festival, they brought out one last year and they brought out another one now with another 12 tracks on it, which is, and it's once again free to download.
Nice.
Yeah, which is brilliant. And we will be playing another track from it at the end of the show this week. I think we're bookmarking the show with the Manchester Punk Festival.
Right, okay.
Sounds like I know what I'm talking about, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, yeah.
Yeah, except that I don't, because I haven't got the website for Manchester Punk Festival handy. So, but if you type in TNS Manchester Punk Festival 2016, you will be able to find a link to that. But what I want to know right now, Tony, and we're not doing the same as last week, it's not all Facebook this week, but what is the Facebook page for Zatopex?
Facebook.com/Zatopex?
It is, as simple as that. Zatopeks. And if you're listening, Americans, that is a Z, not a Z. Zatopeks. And makes it Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 0. I wonder if the pattern will develop this week, the same as last week. At this point in the show, Tony... Oh, and I should say as well, what a great song. Sorry, I completely missed that out. I'd like to get more by them. If you are listening, Zatopeks, feel free to send us some more stuff. I'd like to play more in the future on Punky Radio. This seems to be habit forming, Tony, but I haven't got any jokes or poems from you again. I can only think that no one's in a very good mood or feeling like waxing lyrical anytime soon. If you do have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If instead you prefer a rhyme, Why not do the same thing but title the email Poetry Corner? We used to get loads of Poetry Corner, didn't we? I do admit I was writing poems as well.
Right.
I do, however, have a little bit of additional material for you, Tony, that you already know about.
Okay.
That came from the third wheel, the failed third wheel, the broken spoke. I speak, of course, of Ross.
Yes, Ross.
And he had some correspondence with us, or rather with you, but I was a party to it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read it all out. But can you just remind people about the thing we were doing that led to this?
So you've got a mate in Spain with a restaurant, and we... And he's number seven, and he can't move up. So we wanted to more...
He's number seven on TripAdvisor, yeah.
On TripAdvisor. So we need to get up the ranking. So we thought, let's get some reviews in from the punky audience. And we had three so far. And the criteria was, you have to mention how good the shepherd's pie is, and you also have to mention how bad Snow Patrol are.
Yeah, or just that the shepherd's pie was better than Snow Patrol.
Yes, or something like that. The two things have to be mentioned.
Yeah, so then... You then got a private message from someone, didn't you, as a result of this?
I got a message from a Lisa C. Do you want to know what it says?
Yes.
I do have it. She says, I love Snow Patrol. Now, Snow Patrol is in quotes, so I'm not quite sure what she was saying about that. I shall not visit that restaurant. Thank you for telling us. Pose. P-O-E-S in parentheses. Not sure what that means. I responded to her. Do you know what my response was?
Oh, you did respond. Brilliant, yeah.
I responded saying, I think they're dreary and boring. I wouldn't let the rubbishness stop me from eating, though, but each to their own. I quite like yellow, though, but it was all downhill from there. I want to see if she picks that back up.
Well, I quite like the idea of yellow Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
So, anyway... So then Ross, the third wheel, the broken spoke, the former bloke who was going to sort out all the internet for Funky Radio and then got busy with something proper,
yeah.
Then sent us a message, didn't he, saying, just caught Tony's comment at the end of the last Punky about the Snow Patrol fan on TripAdvisor. I got a similar comment, presumably from the same person, saying thanks for my review. As a Snow Patrol fan, it was really helpful for her not to know to eat there. Is this a thing now? The Snow Patrolian diet? What exactly do Snow Patrolians eat? This could really mess up my next dinner party plans. Tony replied, I bet she sent it to everyone. That sounds exactly like the one I got. People have way too much fucking time on their hands. And the broken spoke replied to you, I'm guessing it's a butthurt local restaurateur. Or, as he spelt it, it should be restaurateur, but he spelled it restaurateur. That's probably why he ended up broken, because his spelling wasn't good enough for the
internet. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But... Thanks very much for that, Ross. It has cleared a few things up. I have also heard from Dave, the chef in question, because they are now up to fifth.
Are they?
They've moved up to fifth on TripAdvisor. But to be honest, I don't think it's anything to do with us. And he did say that his boss had had a look at it and found the whole thing rather puzzling. But Dave thought it was great. So if you do fancy... doing a review for Boma, which is a restaurant in southern Spain in the district of, because you've learned to say it in Spanish.
Oh, I don't know, actually. I can never remember what it is.
Oh, right, okay. But anyway, you'll have to listen to... I realise it's a lot of work to do this, but do it, and do mention... You don't have to... We don't want you to mention the shepherd's pie anymore, but feel free to mention that you don't like Snow Patrol in any review you make. Right, that took a little bit longer than I expected. Let's do another song, shall we?
Okay.
All right. So, and hi to Dave, by the way. So, listen, when I get a thing through and it comes straight through to me at paulieb@punkyradio.com suggesting that I play a band, I do a certain amount of research before I play the band. And I misread this a bit, because the band that came through, it described the band as being raging feminist post-hardcore Southeast London. And when I looked at it, first of all, I thought it said raging feminist post-hardcore Southeast London. And I thought, why would a raging feminist post-hardcore material to Southeast London? Then I realised it wasn't. It was raging feminist post-hardcore. And they're a great band called Petrol Girls, Tony.
Okay.
Again, not a band I've heard of before. We're playing quite a few bands that I haven't heard of before this week. So, anyway, I have kind of given away that the kind of music you're about to hear now is raging feminist post-hardcore from Southeast London, which is fairly specific.
It's very specific.
But what is petrol? It's not as specific as I'll be getting later on in the show, let me tell you. But what is Petrol Girls Bandcamp page?
Petrolgirls.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet, Neil. This is a first outing for a band again. I'm hoping that we'll play in future months with more material. This is Slug. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Petrol Girls, a track called Slug, and I do hope that we get some more from them in the future. Obviously, we do let all the bands know when we played them. A lot of them wouldn't know that they maybe had their music centres in the first place and all that sort of thing, so hopefully we will get more from them in the future. Now, you know how I was just thinking about this whole thing we've been doing with a restaurant in southern Spain and my mate Dave and all that sort of thing. And when you think about all the people who have hit TV shows with hilarious pranks and getting up to no good and messing about and joshing about, like sort of Dirty Sanchez and Impractical Jokers and all that sort of thing. Yeah, and I thought about what we do in comparison to that. And the only way I can really describe what we do in comparison to that is mild quirkiness.
Right, okay.
That's right. I'm going to say that again, Tony. And this time around, maybe we could have some reverb. Mild quirkiness. It's about as far as we go, isn't it? We don't really ever do anything major.
No.
We just do a little bit. Do you think I can go for three times? You know,
you can prefer it, yeah.
Can I? I think we just do a bit of mild quirkiness. That's right. That's about as far as we go. It's a bit sad, isn't it, really?
Well,
have we ever done anything really mad on this show?
I don't think so.
No, we haven't, have we?
No.
We're just too goddamn modest and middle class.
That's right.
Right, then. Have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Let's kick this thing wide open. Oh, and now you've gone.
No, I'm here because we're playing the Facebook jingle.
Oh shit, I completely forgot about that.
I thought that's why you paused.
Right then, sorry. In that case, it's time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No, you never tire of it, do you?
And if you want, Tony, you can just keep in the let's kick this thing wide open and all the embarrassment that followed. That would be quite funny. Right, so, anyway. First of all, Frankie Boyle.
Yeah, Frankie Boyle.
And then off you go.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you thought. Get in touch. Do you like some bands? Or do you not like, do you not like other bands? Just let us know. We had two this week. One up. Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Oh, fancy that.
I know. And he says...
He's my favourite German, Tony.
He is. He's one of my second favourites.
You've got one that you like more, I hope. But
yeah.
He is my favourite German.
He says, could I request another Society song? I've learned.
Yeah.
Need to work out if I like them because they're good or because one of the singers reminds me of Little Cunt. And that's Cunt with a K, so it's not rude. There you go. So it's a request. I quite like that.
Oh, yeah, but it might have been a guest singer.
Right.
So, but yeah, we will play more from them in the future. I'm not sure whether I've got more material from them or not. I think I might have. I've only got that one track.
Right.
But if we do get more, yes, we will play more. And you'll be able to make a value judgment.
Steve McGee has been in touch.
Hello, Steve.
Who says, what was the song you played by Avenue Z? It was better than Dry Bowing a Goth.
That was the one featuring Juggernaut, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it was. Well, basically, all you've got to do is go on the Punky Radio page and look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard to find out, is it? I mean, we do give you a lot of information.
All that time putting those notes together.
Yeah, all that time putting notes. Or perhaps follow the website, as mentioned on last week's show.
Exactly. That's it, though, Facebook.
So, I must say, thank you very much for your comment, but you smacked hard.
If you're on an iPhone, it does appear, and if you click, you can see the notes, and it tells you the songs. Also, punkyradio.com, all the shows we've ever done, and all the songs played on them are listed. So,
iPhone?
Mine's an iPhone. I have no experience with other mobile devices or
smartphones.
With
your mild quirkiness. So anyway, that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
And now let's kick that damn door shut. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Right, so what have we heard so far? We've heard two bands from London. Although Zatopek are also from Berlin and Bristol, I should have said. They are from Berlin and Bristol as well, but based in London, I think. And then we had Raging Feminist Post Hardcore from South East London. Now we've got an Italian band that are also based in Iceland.
Wow.
Two contrasting countries, to say the least, Tony. But both rubbish with money.
Right, okay.
As it goes. A band called My Cruel Goro. We have played them on the show before, and we really like them, so we played them again. This is from their latest EP, Tony. And if you go to their SoundCloud page, it's actually the first song that comes up as well. And what is their SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/MyCruelGoro.
SoundCloud.com/my-cruel-goro or my-cruel-goro. So close but no cigar. Fully being internet one, Tony two. Stay tuned for a fantastic new song from Wide Ape. First up, this is Lost E.
I'm as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
How does it feel fucking a dead pig's head? When we were young men, fucking a dead pig's head. This is how we chose our new friends, fucking a dead pig's head. Do you wanna be in my gang, fucking a dead pig's head? And rule over England, fucking a dead pig's head.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was White Ape. And as you probably gathered, a track called Fucking a Dead Pig's Head. And I think we know what that's about.
Mm.
Absolutely brilliant. Great new EP. We will be playing another track from them in a few weeks' time. I seem to be saying that about all the bands this week. Subject to them sending us more stuff. I'm liking the music that's coming through this jam, Tony. I think when the world's broken, the music improves.
It could be.
It's a big price to pay.
This is true, yeah.
But it's in keeping with Punky Radio's mild quirkiness. Now then, did you do it? Oh, right, sorry. What's White Ape's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ White Ape Band.
Oh, you're good. Well done, Tony. Isn't it? Facebook.com/ White Ape Band. Tony 3, Paulie being on the internet 1. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I did.
Brilliant. Let's hear it.
So last weekend, my girlfriend Stephanie's brother had a baby via his girlfriend, of course.
Yeah.
So we booked to go away. So Friday morning, 7 a.m, we drove down to Dover, as we do tend to do. Because I am rather tight. It turns out £360 will get you there on a plane, but £200 will get you there in a ferry and a car. So we drove across to Dover, Dunkirk, via the usual France, Belgium, Netherlands and German goodness.
You're getting really used to this trip, aren't you?
I think I really could just knock it. I could knock the route down quite easily. Now it's Dunkirk, Ostend, Ghent, Antwerp, Eindhoven, Venlo, Duisburg, and then into Essen.
You're still doing the Antwerp ring road then?
You see, well, you've got two options with Belgium. You either go across by Antwerp or via Brussels. Both have got ring roads and both of them are nightmarish.
Right.
But there is no other way to cross the country. You have to go
by
one of them.
There's no other way. You've got to do the Antwerp ring road.
Wrong way. Yeah. that always stings us. So it was all beautiful apart from two things. One, the ferry, because quite windy.
Yeah, it's been a bit blowy.
And then the Antwerp Ring Road, obviously, it was just a big car park. Apart from that, it was good. Stayed the weekend in Essen. Saturday night, popped out for a an Arabian meal, which is very nice. It's Caravane, which is lovely. I had the chicken.
Oh, did you? I thought you might have had a goat's eyeball.
No, I had a
goat's eyeball in Egypt once. El Alamein.
Is it good?
No, horrible.
No. I had a very nice meal in Belgium, though.
Was that the very small potatoes with chocolate sauce?
That's right.
What was that?
Those damn crazy Belgians. It was beef stew.
Oh, okay.
Medway Cafe. Beef stew, potatoes with a salad poured up with mayonnaise poured all over, of course. A healthy option.
Of course, yeah.
And then Sunday we spent it with the family, seeing babies and things. And then Monday we drove back. So it's a lot of driving going on, and it's
yes, it was.
And it's now Tuesday, but last night the ferry, man, was bad.
Oh yeah, I would think.
I was sick for the first time ever on a ferry.
Oh, were you really? Oh, yeah. I've been sick several times on ferries, Tony, but it was nothing to do with the motion in the ocean.
I was completely sober though, but yeah, it was really rocky. Never had that before. Vomited. Not proud to admit it. But there you go.
Hey, look, it was rough seas, man.
It was rough.
Rough seas.
Unbelievable. But yeah, that was it. So that's my quick 4-day trip, and then tomorrow we're off again.
Oh my goodness. Well, we'll find about that in the second half. Second half of the show. Yeah. All that I did last week was bemoan the passing of Wogan.
Yeah, that happened when we was away, didn't it? Awful.
I actually bemoaned the sad passing of Terry Wogan several years ago when he stopped doing Eurovision.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think they should ever have got rid of him from that, because he was brilliant at it. And even though Graham Norton's all right, I just thought Wogan was absolutely different class.
He was. Well, Graham Norton's a little... He's sarcastic, but he's too mean with it. Wogan was just funny.
Yeah, Wogan was just wry, wasn't he?
Did Wogan walk, or was he pushed? I thought he walked. Am I wrong?
What, you mean in a wheelchair?
No. I thought he left Eurovision. I thought he just had enough of it. Or was he actually pushed out of the role?
I think he made a very bad decision.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Yeah. Anyway, the sad thing was, and I did notice someone put this on Facebook at the sad passing of said Terry Wogan, the vintage and legendary broadcaster, that there was no candlelit nighttime vigil in Brixton.
No, there wasn't, was there?
There wasn't. It does seem to depend on the status of the person dying as to whether Facebook goes for it or not, doesn't it?
There's a condolence book, though. Maybe it's a condolence book, apparently.
Was there?
I think so.
I hope it was in 45 different languages.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, so I had a quiet week, really. Oh, last Thursday, I went to London to have my ideas meeting with that firm when I go and have ideas with them.
Sure.
I had some very good ideas, actually.
Yeah?
But I've signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't actually tell you about it.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
That's because of my mild quirkiness. Time for a song from the vaults, Tony, and I'll tell you why we're playing it after we've played it.
Sure.
First up, one of my favourite ever bands, a band called Demented Argo. They've featured in From the Vaults several times over the last year, but I absolutely love them. But I'm not sure whether we've ever played this song before. And this was the song that got me into them in the first place. You can see why not only was I a disturbed teenager, but the disturbance continued into adulthood. In the short term, Tony, and they are still described as Welsh psychobillies, but the only Welshman still in the band is the lead singer. I think the rest are German now. But hello to Lex Luthor, who was their second guitarist and who has become a friend of mine. And hello to Ant Thomas, who has become a mate as well, who is drumming on this track.
Okay.
This came out in, I think, 1986 or 87, so it really is from the vaults. Tony, what is Demented Argo's website?
DementedArgo.de?
It is! Tony, you're on a roll. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 1, and this is Pervy in the Park, Pervy in the Park, Pervy in the Park on a Sunday morning. In the park, early in the park, on a Sunday morning.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Demented Argo, and one of my favourite ever songs. It seems a bit weird, so that most people's favourite song would be a ballad or something lovely, and my favourite song's Pervy in the Park. But we will be talking about why I played that, in assuming you have some other gigs in the gig guide, yeah?
Mm-hmm, we do.
Great, that means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12-bar
Debate Doggo.
Yeah. Yep, another week, more gigs at the 12-bar club. It is on Holloway Road. If you haven't been there before, do check it out if you have time. This Friday, the 5th, at 12-bar All Stars.
Ooh.
This is the got a bit of bump to explain what this is, so it is worth reading out. They say, yeah, hey, rock and metal lovers, Joyzy, Breed 77, Ben, the Sisters of Mercy, and Nero Knox, Kill It, here with an awesome new event for you in 2016. Following our success of the 12-bar All-Stars performance on New Year's Eve, we're taking it up a notch. 12-bar All-Stars will be a new monthly event, with the debut show landing on Friday the 5th, featuring very special guests, Leon Kay from Status Quo, and Pin from 6th. On guitar for the metal set. So basically they're like a super group of these five people from various different bands playing covers at the 12 bar once a month, and it followed by DJs. Yeah, and so lots of different bands there and people from bands, and they want slots of local bands to support them. It's a really good night, and it's going to be regular, so do check it out if you are around. But how much do you think it would be on the door?
Oh, I don't know. £6?
Tenner.
Oh, I'd pay it.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a different class.
Yeah, it'd be great fun.
And then on Monday is another gig. The Vindicta, Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters. I don't know. Monday evening, what do you reckon?
Cool, dear. Fiver.
Free entry.
Wow, brilliant. What a weekend. So you spend the extra money on the Friday, but you get it back on the Monday.
Yeah, go to both.
That's a fantastic couple of nights in North London there, Tone.
It is.
And I can't beat it, but I can match it.
Okay.
Because on Friday at the Old Angel in Nottingham, Friday, February the 5th, which happens to be my birthday, Demented Argo are playing. I can't believe it. I won't be here. And I'll tell you why not later on in the show, but I won't be able to go to the gig. They're actually playing on my birthday in one of my favourite pubs in the town where I live, and I can't go. I'm gutted. It's £13.50 in advance, and they only have about 100 tickets available, so make sure that you do try and get down there if you can. It'll be absolutely brilliant.
And do support the Angel. It's a great venue. Great
do support the Old Angel as well. It's a fantastic venue. So, that's either 100 or 1,000 if you're going to go 00 for nothing. But that's nowhere near the beast, really.
Nah.
Same side of the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Same side of the road. Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12-bar Birthday Sadness.
Yeah.
Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
First up, a band that you like and I like, and everyone who listens to this show, when they've heard this band, have liked them as well. A band called Faintest Idea, Tone, who and they offer ska punk from King's Lynn.
They do.
They do indeed. And this is from their latest album, which is called Raising the Minimum Rage.
Ah.
Yeah. And it's really good. And there was an obvious song for me to play on this week's show for something I'll be talking about in the next bit. But I decided not to, and to play this one instead, because I just want to keep my powder dry. If you think this is good, and it is, make sure that you get the album, because there's some cracking songs on it. We will play another band straight after this, and I'll tell you about them afterwards. I don't want to give anything away about them right now. But first up, Tony, what is Faintest Idea's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/faintestidea.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 1. This is getting embarrassing. This is Down Pressure.
How the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your oof! We'll be right back.
my sleeping colors, nothing ain't too queer. So I self-medicate until it's drug filled age. And I'm just trying to find a means of really fucking face. Myself up, but it's battle I ain't gonna win. So I covered a grenade with my body and I pulled a pin. Dig my own trenches down straight in the eyes. Take one out of gun, but my knuckles turn white. Short fuse burning, I'm the only one that's holding a line. With time to say I lost a fire down pressure. Pressure down on me. The truth of fishy and until I just can't breathe. But down pressure, feel like I say no more. I'm in both sides, I can't this never anymore.
Wound.
Monday, a man that is nothing but all any might. So let's rip tonight.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Slap Betty and a track called Time to Get Wasted, and a classic bit of unreconstructed rock and roll from Finland, Tony.
Nice.
And I was a little bit worried about having them and some raging feminists on the same show, because I don't think Petrol Girls would be particularly keen on the name Slap Betty. But anyway, it's happened, and you know what? It's in another language, and you know what? I'm justifying it, because they rock out. They get a lot of good rock and metal out of Finland, I have to say. We've enjoyed the music of Finland down the years, and this is another reason to. What is Slap Betty's website?
Slapbetty.com?
It is! Huh. Tony, six poorly being an internet one. You didn't even attempt a Finland thing. What would that be?
I wouldn't know what it would be. Yeah, what would it be? F-I? No? What would it?
Well, I don't know. See, I thought it might have been SU for Suomi, but then the SU was for Soviet Union, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't got one, Tony. Maybe you've got some great rock and roll, but you have to deal with .com like the rest of us.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, the point is, you're slashing me.
Excellent.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Go to London.
You're having such a time of it.
I know. Today's like the... So we're back on the running of today, but tomorrow morning we get the train down to London. So Wednesday night we're going to see Eddie Izzard. And then Thursday night we're going to see They Might Be Giants.
Brilliant. In Camden. Yeah. I'm sure you'll have a great time with that.
Yeah.
And then we're back. A band up. I talked about last week.
Yeah, you did, yeah. And then we're back up Saturday. That's it. So yeah, just a three night stopover. Just
hang on, so you've got Friday off?
Friday off currently, yeah. We're in London. But obviously it's rough for this somehow. But
yeah, I know where you should be going, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, I might pop in the 12 bar.
I think you should definitely be going to the 12 bar. If you had the chance, because that does sound like a laugh. And then you can tell everyone all about your experience of the place you talk about every week.
I know, if I do, I will be trying to check it out, certainly.
Yeah, well, if you get a chance, it'd be brilliant.
Mm.
But I'm sure you two will have a great time anyway. I've got a busy weekend as well, Tony.
Okay.
I've got, for my birthday, I'm doing my monthly comedy show in Hitchin. And then on Saturday, I'm keeping the birthday going by doing the same show in Oslo, which is what I do once a month. I've got a fantastic lineup of Ian Cognito, one of my favourite ever comics, and Dave Thompson, who was the original Tinky Winky the Teletubby, as discussed in the past. It's a brilliant, brilliant lineup for my birthday. I'm really am looking forward to it. It is Paulmas, but it's a quiet Paulmas this year, because on Paulmas Eve, which is Thursday, I'll be travelling down. On Paulmas Day, I won't be drinking. So it's actually Paul B. Oxing Day when I'll be having my fun.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'll be heading home on the extra bank holiday.
Ah, yes. Like,
none of this is, of course, official. I haven't made much of Paulmas this year. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're just going to have to go back to around the time of this show in previous years.
February's a very heavy birthday month, isn't it?
It is birthday heavy, because yours is coming up, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Right, well, we'll talk about that in the future as well. Something we should talk about right now, though, Tony, is the next act.
Okay.
That's right, the next band this week. And we've been to Finland. And now, as you know, Finland isn't in Scandinavia, but it is attached to it, and it's attached to Sweden. And really not far from Finland at all is, of course, Stockholm. And Stockholm is the hometown of Lizette And. That's the name, Lizette And.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right, Lizette And. It's the symbol And, Lizette And. And a band we haven't played before, a band we've heard about for the first time, a band... This is one for Fatboy.
Ooh, a bit goth.
It is a bit goth, it's a bit rock, it's a bit electronic. It's got some excellent vocals on it. Lizette And is an interesting character herself. You can find out more by visiting her website, which is...
Lizette.com.
LizetteAnd.com, A-N-D.
Ah.
Clever, clever, clever. Uses the... What's the thing called? It's
ampersand.
An ampersand. Use an ampersand in the name. And Lizette is L-I-Z. That's Z, Americans. L-I-Z-E-T-T-E. And, but the website is LizetteAnd.com. So that's poorly, finally, poorly internet 2, Tony 6, No More Lies.
Yeah. concert. Traveling, thought I knew it all to find that I've been duped, been a fool. Against all these crimes, our home is ablaze. If we saw this from the moon, we'd be amazed. We are fools. Oh, how selfish and vain. If we close our eyes, we will not see the
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I hope Fat Boy enjoyed that. He does love a bit of goth.
He does.
He does indeed. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Is there anything you want to talk about before that?
Yes. I've got to...
It's like I know what's coming.
I know. I've got another gig that I forgot about. John from Beach Boys has been in touch.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, and he says they've got a couple of gigs coming up. One's this week. One's on the 4th, which is, what, Thursday?
Thursday.
They're in the Red Lion in Stevenage.
Oh, it's a shame it's not in Nottingham.
Isn't it? It's free as well.
Yeah, and the Red Lion's a really good venue as well.
Now, he does also mention, on the 27th of Feb, he is doing a gig in Nottingham.
Oh, blimey.
He's doing the Punk for the Home... The Bleach Boys are playing Punk for the Homeless fundraiser. I asked him where it is, and he's come back to me saying it's at the Summit Centre. Sumac Centre.
Oh, right.
Apparently is in between Basford and Forest Fields.
Yes.
Do you know where it is?
And I've got a feeling it's the it's a sort of anarchist centre.
I think it is, yeah.
That has a relatively famous patron in the shape of Rob Newman, the well-known stand-up comic.
Oh, okay.
So, and if I'm about, I'm there.
Yeah, 27th, so it's a Saturday.
Yeah, the 26th, I'm in Llanelli.
Ooh.
But I was planning to drive back on the Saturday. So, Tone, if you're not doing anything, maybe we could both go.
I think I don't think I'm going to do anything at all. So, yeah. So, I've not seen Beach Boys. I'd love to see them. So,
They're fantastic. Oh, brilliant, Tone. Oh, that's great.
There you go. So, yeah. So, if you are around, do go to those.
Right. And now, twat.
Yes. So, thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrasia.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. I've got another one from Sussex Saint.
He is surrounded by twat.
He certainly is. And he says, "Hi Tony, I've been on the lookout for a twat all week, and thankfully one was presented on a plate, literally speaking, a short while ago. I work in a nice office with a nice restaurant, but the main course on offer today makes me think that the chef has taken leave of his senses. Today's main course was presented as superfood extravaganza.
Oh God.
Pork loin, low fat, with a slice of black pudding, loaded with protein, potassium, calcium, and magnesium as well."
No,
as
actually, no, I like black pudding.
Sorry with that?
Actually, I like black pudding.
Hmm. And cheese sauce.
Oh, no, all right, just twat it now.
It didn't look very appetising, and I think the chef needs to go back to basics. Black pudding is meant to be served with bacon and eggs for breakfast. So for producing a very strange combination of food and dressing it up as superfood, the head chef at a well-known DIY retailer in Southampton is a twat.
If you'd like, Tony, to marry up the first section that we were chatting and this section, the last section that we're chatting on this week's show, my mate Steve's old girlfriend Lisa did once make a shepherd's pie with a layer of black pudding in it, and it was fantastic.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and that brings in the shepherd's pie from the first bit.
Ah.
You see, that's the thing about us, Tony. What we're famous for is mild quirkiness.
There's sometimes mild symmetry.
Yeah, hey.
But maybe
you
not.
Can't be putting cheese sauce on black pudding.
Nah.
That's shocking. There's no way that Dave in Boma in southern Spain would do anything that mad.
It's only not. So, go for that.
I am, yeah, go for it.
So for producing a very strange combination of food, dressing up as superfood, the head chef at a well-known DIY retailer in Southampton
is a twat. Tony, in many ways, a Sussex Saint is the 12 bar of twat, isn't he?
Isn't he just? He's the gift that keeps on giving.
He is. I'm so sorry he has such a miserable time of it. But thank you very much, Sussex Saint. We look forward to what you may have in store for us in future weeks. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
Band called the Francines, who are playing at Manchester Punk Festival, all the way from York to Francines. A three-piece rock and roll garage trio. Absolutely brilliant. I don't know. You see, they're described as garage. I'd call it more sort of punk rock and roll, really. But anyway, they're brilliant. We have played them before, once or twice. I think we might have played them late-ish last year. But Tony, you can find out a lot more about them by going to their website, which is
thefrancines.com.
thefrancines.co.uk. It's been a good finish for me. Poorly being internet 3, Tony 6, but still a fabulous victory for you. Wish. That's a great song, isn't it, Tone?
It is.
Really, really great. So once again, I've really enjoyed the music this week. Thanks very much to all the bands and labels that send us stuff, and some listeners that put us in touch with some of the bands that we should be playing on the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do spread the word as much as you can. One way you can do that is by listening online, Tony. And who carries the show right now?
We're on Podunk, which is, you can find them at podunkradio.com, P-O-D-U-N-K. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. And we're on TBFM, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
And that is, in no particular order, the USA, Britain and Scandinavia sorted out on the internet.
It is.
Thanks very much for listening this week. Maybe I'll see one or two of you this weekend, but hey, there's a lot going on this weekend. Tony, have a great time down in that there, London.
Thank you very much.
And the only thing left to say, other than obviously the obvious, is say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo. Mild quirkiness.